Welcome back to Knox and Nature. This episode is going to be whatever we feel like talking about. We're not doing the normal intro. It's going to be kind of a weird one. We don't have Nick with us today. We do have Jared. So it's just going to be me and Jared.
Yep.
Don't have a huge plan on what we're going to talk about. Nick usually steers the ship on this. So we're just going to wing it. And we're going to talk about, actually, today is New Year's Day. So it's 2026. This episode is going to drop tomorrow. So it's the second. So it'll still be fresh. Yeah. So I think we're just going to talk about kind of what went on this year. Do the old cliche year in review. See if we can remember what all happened last year. And then talk about what's coming for the next year. Some of the things that are coming. Got to keep some secrets. And yeah. So anyway, last year was an interesting year. I think it was our first full year of the podcast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we hit 1 year in September or something.
I thought we started in like August.
Could have been August. I don't know.
Anyways.
But it was our first full year of the podcast. I think we only missed one episode around deer season. Because we had people being sick, stuff going on. So we've been pretty consistent. Started out, done a lot of fun stuff this last year. I feel like we shot a lot of 3D, which, Jared, you didn't really partake in that. But we shot bows a ton.
Nope.
A lot of 3D shoots. I think we hit four more, like, kind of competitive events. I guess Total Archery Challenge isn't competitive, but still organized events. Shot a bunch. Did a bunch of skiing in the winter, which we're about to roll into that season now again. But I don't know. That's really all we did this summer. I hiked a little bit just personally. Me and Nick planned on backpacking. We didn't do that. We need to do more of that this year. Yeah.
Yeah, I got a good recap. We did a lot of time skiing, just, you know, a couple of minutes away from where we all lived at the start of the year. That was a lot of fun. We all progressed quite a bit in our skiing abilities, I would say.
Yeah, and we were going, at least twice a week.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm hoping we can do that again.
Was a lot of fun. Looking forward to maybe doing that some more. For all the listeners, I'm going to be moving back to Michigan here pretty soon, actually. And hopefully skiing with Justin and Nick a little bit.
Jared's going to be back in studio.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
Let's see. After skiing, I dipped out, headed off to Texas. I guess before that, Nick and I, we did do our backpacking/car camping trip out in Utah, where we checked out the big five national parks out there and also stopped at Black Canyon and Gunnison. We did a whole podcast episode on it. That was pretty big, memorable trip for the year. Over the summer, you guys mainly were doing your archery stuff. I was just kind of, doing my own thing down here. Not a whole lot. Mainly just people visiting and going to either the stockyards or Waco or other areas around Texas, just kind of checking out the lay of the land down here. And then towards hunting season, I did finally get out and do some dove hunting. And then end of the year, got back to Michigan and did a little buck hunting, but did not shoot anything.
Yeah, this was a weird hunting season. It seemed like I started off pretty heavy in bow hunting and stuff, and wasn't successful. Another year of not shooting a deer with my bow, which is sad, but came really close a bunch of times, and it was definitely a ton of fun. You know, we got some of that stuff up on YouTube. Not a ton of it. We kind of let the YouTube stuff slide here in the last couple months. But it's pretty hard with, you know, work's got super busy and the holidays and all that. And it's freaking freezing outside, so it's hard to do anything. And we just don't have a lot of content coming right now. But we're going to get into it.
That is something we should definitely talk about, as the weather differences from Michigan to Texas recently. Because you guys have been having snowstorms and crazy freezing cold weather, whatnot, right?
Yeah, we got just a shit ton of snow. And then it kind of melted. We never lost snow completely. But like Travers, there was definitely some grass showing. I never saw grass at my house. But and then now we got, I mean, probably in the last 3-4 days, we've got at least a foot of snow. And it's cold. I don't know what it is right now. It's 18 degrees out. Real heard. That's not the wind chill or anything. It's just that. But the wind's been crazy. You know, the roads have been absolutely terrible, and it's been an adventure for the last couple of days.
Yeah. So on the opposite end of that, down here in Texas has been crazy and just did not really feel like winter or really even feel the Christmas spirit or any of the holiday cheer that goes along with kind of that winter wonderland magic, you know?
Yeah, that is kind of, do people because, do Christmas lights?
Well, they, so some people do, we didn't drive around a whole lot to check them out. But the other, just the weird thing down here, it made it hard to get into the spirit was it was like 85 degrees the whole week of Christmas.
Yeah. That's weird. That's really like, weird.
Super hot, 85 degrees. And go to the beach on Christmas. finally cool. Oh, I wanted to go to the pool and get a picture in swimsuits and whatnot. Be like, oh yeah, Merry Christmas from Texas. I thought that'd be kind of funny, but for whatever reason, our pool's closed. So that didn't happen. But no, it's just crazy because it was 85 like before Christmas Day, a little bit after, and then now it's finally cooling off to a nice crisp like 60 degrees. Ugh. It got down below freezing, I think, one night. I think it was Monday night or maybe Sunday night. It got really cold, but now it's back up again. So it has not been cold at all. So yeah. As far as like Christmas spirit goes down here, we did go to Santa's Wonderland in College Station, which is like the, I don't know if it's supposed to be like the largest light show in the US or what.
Oh, wow.
But for any of our listeners who are interested in what that looks like, either Google it yourself and find out, because you'll probably have better pictures than one I'm about to share with you. But if not, you can go check out Facebook, Jared Knight, and you'll probably see me tagged in something, Santa's Wonderland, that Brooke posted. And they do have some really cool lights down there. It was a 10 out of 10 Christmas light setup. And I think they leave it set up like year round, but was very cool. Very, very cool. But I was just cracking up because we're in t-shirts and jeans and the ground is covered in bright green grass, and
it's super warm, and I never thought about that.
Like, you're going to look at Christmas lights and they do a hayride, but you're in a t-shirt. It's like normally you're in a car with the heat on and the heated seats all bundled up in snow gear.
Right. Did you get a Christmas tree?
I've had a Christmas tree for a while. It's the same one that I had set up last year.
Oh, it's a fake one?
Yeah, it's a fake one. Oh. I'm not paying for a Christmas tree down here in Texas.
That's what I was going to ask, is how much you paid for one.
Yeah, they're really expensive. But no, it was fun. It was just, I was cracking up. Like, I could see how it would be something really cool for people growing up here to experience, because they did have like snow tubing and an outdoor ice skating rink. And like they had some other like big snow patch that you could play in and build snowmans and stuff like that.
How would like fake snow?
No, it was real snow. Like they froze it in a building and then they would bring it out there and put a trailer load.
Wow.
Dump it on the ground. So it would melt all the time. But
yeah, right.
like they have it all paved and stuff in the areas where you're walking. So the pavement's just always wet.
Yeah. Huh.
But no, it was really cool. I wish they had a little bit more to do there, because it was pretty much like just the light show. And then like a big outdoor fire pit and a whole bunch of shops that you could get like different cuisine at, like different food from around the world.
Oh, interesting.
But like even like the little shops weren't even that great for Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, I was like looking at decorations and stuff like that, and it really wasn't that great. Like, you know, Frankenmuth, you go to Bronner's and,
oh yeah,
they have any Christmas decoration you could want. It's probably going to be there.
It's the world's biggest Christmas store.
Yeah. Versus sure. This was,
I don't know for sure, but I think that's what it is.
Yeah. I was just a little disappointed with this, but the light show was definitely worth it.
Yeah. That's cool. Yeah. I didn't do a ton of outdoor stuff around Christmas. Even Christmas, I just did family Christmases and stuff, and it was real busy for that. I didn't do anything for New Year's this year. Everyone was busy or sick or not doing anything. Actually, I think most people were not doing anything. It was kind of a weird New Year's, so I just sat at home and did some relaxing, which was different, but still fun. We've been super crazy busy at work, so it's nice to just hit pause and catch up on sleep.
Yeah.
But I got a whole bunch of stuff to do around here and house projects and whatnot. I'm going to try to bust out before we get into spring and summer craziness. But I guess that rolls into, you know, what we got going on next year, or I guess this year now.
Yeah. Like we said, definitely some skiing.
Definitely some skiing. I'm going to have to hit you up for some ski wax. Or something, yeah. Or just take it somewhere, depending on how busy you are. But I need.
I'm sure I can make it happen.
Yeah, I'm still rolling on factory wax, so.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I need to do something because they, I don't know, seem kind of rough. But.
Let's see. After that, I mean, not super related to you guys, but just a cool opportunity that I might get. One of my buddies lives in Wisconsin, and he just bought two more snowmobiles, so
might go out and
visit him. That'd be kind of fun, do a little snowmobiling trip.
Yeah, that'd be sweet. It's a good winter for it. I mean, I saw so many sleds today, and I mean, this past couple winters that we've had have been great snowmobiling winters. So
yeah,
I definitely miss getting out on them, but I sold mine a while ago, so it's the way she goes.
Same,
but. It's hard having a bunch of hobbies.
Yeah.
I have
to put a little bit of money into each one of them.
Yeah.
Just nickel and dimes. Yeah.
Except all of them require a lot of money.
Yeah.
So it's been rough, but still fun. I thought about renting one, you know, like taking a weekend and renting a snowmobile. I don't know how much that would be. It's probably stupid expensive, but it seems like, you know, and then you just have it for a weekend and,
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see. I probably won't do that this year because I got a lot of stuff going on. But yeah, rolling through ski season. Springtime again is going to be getting ready for 3D archery and doing that. We're going to shoot 3 tacks this year. What the plan is, I think we're going to do Pennsylvania and then the 2 Michigan dates. I don't think we're going to do the UP one unless Nick talks me into it, but I don't know for sure.
I'll convince you.
Yeah, the UP one looks really cool. I think it's Snow River or something. But we kind of talked about it, and it was like we can go to Pennsylvania and or the UP one, and they're about the same distance.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that. The Pennsylvania one's a huge one.
Yep.
So I'm sure we'll have like some YouTube stuff around that. We should do YouTube stuff around skiing. I wonder if that'd be fun.
I mean, we have like a few of our little videos that we posted last year.
Yeah, we could do shorts and clips and stuff. That might be fun. None of us are pro you're kind of more pro than the rest of us, but no one wants to watch me ski. You know, I suck. I look like a weirdo going on the hill, but,
we don't do anything fun and exciting. Like pretty much just rip around the hill.
Yeah.
Screwing around.
It feels really cool, but then you watch yourself on video and you're like, oh my God, that looks so dumb.
Yeah.
But it feels really cool. So that's all that matters.
It's also hard to justify, like, because me, I know that what I'm doing is like challenging stuff just from being an instructor. But when you look at it, it really doesn't look hard.
No.
And it doesn't have the pizzazz of doing a backflip.
Right. Yeah. You see all like YouTube's flooded with people doing crazy shit on skis.
Yeah.
And that's just not us. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. But we can
get some big air.
Yeah.
Just don't like spinning because good way to break stuff.
Yeah. I want to get better at jumping this year. I don't know if my body can take it, but that learning process, but I want to get better because it seems like it'd be fun. I still am convinced I can do a 360. I just have to.
I get my occasional limp every so often from when, I don't know if it was with you or Nick, but I hit a jump and just landed super hard. And I was almost done for the day.
Really? I think it was with me. I vaguely remember that.
Yeah.
I can't remember if I'm thinking of that or if I'm thinking about when your binding broke.
When the binding broke, that was really funny.
That was funny.
And I definitely did not call it quits for the day. No. I limped that thing along.
Yeah, no, it was good. We finished the day strong. Well, yeah, so we got that. One thing I was going to touch on too, just I got new shoes today and I went to, what is it? Fleet Feet, I think. And I don't know. I just started thinking about this for like, I was thinking about knee pain and being old and stuff. And, they do this cool thing where they like scan your foot and like watch you, like walk on this pad and stuff. And they take like all the data from that and find shoes that like fit you perfectly and inserts and everything.
And where is this?
Fleet Feet. It's in Traverse. I think they got a couple of them, but I'm sure other stores do that too. But I mean, I was in and out of there in 15 minutes with a sweet new pair of shoes that like I put them on. I'm like, wow, these feel really good. And like the inserts got the perfect amount of arch support and like they fit. And like it didn't cost me extra.
You know what it is?
What?
That placebo effect.
Maybe it is that. I don't know.
But if it works, it works.
It seemed like it works. I've been wearing them basically all day.
Human mind is powerful.
Yeah. So
what'd you end up going with?
Brooks.
Okay. Those are a really good brand.
Yeah, it was good. And
Brooks and Hoka.
Yeah, that's the two brands I was looking at were Brooks and Hoka. And they didn't have any of the Hokas that really fit my foot. Well, because I got a really narrow foot, and they were like, "Yeah, pretty much you're up." They had a pair of like New Balances and stuff, and I was like, "Eh, they didn't feel right." And
that's from wearing all your Converse and Vans.
Yeah, and those are probably the worst. The Vans are bad for my feet because they have no arch support.
And it's a flat piece of rubber, and they're very narrow.
Yeah, but they look cool. So that's what matters sometimes. Yeah, you guys don't think they look cool, but I think they do.
And Brooke can wear your Vans.
Yeah, dude, I wear my Vans. If I'm going out, I'm wearing the Vans. It's cool.
That's funny because she wears them all the time.
Oh, yeah, I don't wear mine. Like, hardly ever. Just when I'm going out. Mm-hmm. But, or like a concert. I wear them to concerts. That's what they're made for. But anyways, if any of the listeners need new shoes, go do that because it's kind of cool. And it'll tell you something about your feet.
Any New Year's resolutions?
No, not really. Nothing to talk about.
No. Yeah.
I got some self-reflecting and whatnot that I'm trying to do. Self-improvement, I guess. I don't know. We'll see, but not something to talk about on the podcast. No one cares.
Gotcha. Insert inappropriate joke.
Huh?
I said insert inappropriate joke.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I'm not doing anything crazy. Like, I'm just kind of, I don't know. I want to get better at jumping on skis. I need to shoot a deer with my bow. That's going to be later in the year. Because I'm going to do it legally. And yeah, I mean, I said that last year. I got really close. I got really close this year. And that felt pretty good. I had probably the most fun hunting this year than I have in probably 10 years. Like, it was a lot of fun. So hopefully to expand on that in this year, and just shooting another summer of 3D events is going to help even more. I mean, I don't think it's a skill thing at this point, not for at least shooting, but hunting maybe. But
I think my brother Justin inspired me a little bit, or I don't know. He just recently did a marathon. So,
oh really?
See if it actually happens or not. But I think I might try to run a marathon this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll run with you. I want to get more into running. I've kind of let it slide.
He did it. More of a relaxed marathon. He wasn't like going for a super fast time or anything.
Yeah.
He was running with some chick that she, I don't know if she was like in his class or what, but she was like, oh, you should run a marathon with me. And he just was like, all right, whatever.
Yeah.
Did it. And he just stopped at every beer table along the way. So he's just drinking beer the whole time.
Oh my God. And like, that's terrible.
Well, no, he'd speed up, sip his beer and like walk a little bit. And then she'd catch up to him and he'd start running at her pace again. Like, he was not running fast. He was just running at her pace the whole time.
Right.
So, which I shouldn't say he wasn't running fast. Like, you still did pretty good. Nick and I argued for a little bit about it. Because he's like, that's a really fast time. I'm like, not for him.
Right. Yeah, there's a difference.
Dude was walking and drinking beer the whole time and just fucking around.
Yeah, there's a difference. Fast
someone
years than us.
Yeah, one of the tables had gold tequila, and he thought it was beer.
Oh, geez.
So he took it and he went to drink it. He was so pissed. He threw it back at the table, flipped him off, and yelled "fuck you" at him.
Jesus.
He's like, "Why are you giving out tequila at a fucking marathon?"
I think it's weird to give out beer. Like, when I'm running the last,
I don't know, like,
drink beer.
I don't know. There's a lot of marathons like that, though. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, the Boston and, like, in New York, like, a bunch of the major marathons, they have a bunch of vendors and shit.
Really?
Yeah, like, you can get food. Like, they have Skittles.
Along the
treats.
Way?
Yeah, all along the way. They just got a bunch of food and, like, drinks and, like, this one, it was pretty much just beer. Like, normally they have more than that. Normally they have, like, energy drinks and sports drinks and a bunch of, obviously, water tables. And then they have candy and sweets and food and other refreshments and shit. Along the way, you just stop and fucking snack on the shit. I don't know.
Yeah, I've seen that, like, snacks and candy and water and whatnot.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of the beer before, though.
Yeah.
And it wasn't like you were getting a big can of beer or something.
Right, you're
it
getting
was
a little...
just like a little sip. It was a taster.
Yeah, right. That makes sense.
But he was like, I don't know, by the end of it, I'd had enough that I was a little buzzed.
Right. Yeah. That'd be cool, though. That'd be cool to run a marathon.
Yeah, you know, I think so.
I know Nick did that 5K. I've done one 5K, kind of, sort of. And, I think it'd be fun. I like running. I don't like running, but I like
after running. Feel.
Yeah.
Runner's high.
Yeah. Like, it's, I think it's a real thing, and it.
Oh no, it definitely is. It's, I was tempted to at one point, I don't know, I still might, but when I was really big into running, I was going to get a tattoo of the chemical structure of runner's high. A lot of runners get that.
What is the,
it's called metencephalin.
Oh, really? It's like an actual thing?
Yeah, it's a really long organic compound chain.
That's not like, I figured it was just like dopamine or like some sort of like.
That's basically what it is, but it's an endorphin. Yeah.
Huh. Crazy.
Yep.
That'd be cool.
No, it's its own specific thing. So
yeah. Got to find one in like June, July. Maybe not July. It'd be too hot.
Marathon?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like fall probably would be best, like September.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know.
I don't there's want it to be super
there's
warm.
There's plenty of them around here.
Yeah. Or I could pull the old no training fresh off the couch and just sign up for one in the spring.
Seems like a bad idea. You could probably
I watched a video of this freaking big guy doing that. He's like, just signed up for marathon last night, partied up pretty hard. We're going to go see if we can do it under 4 hours.
Oh my God.
He did it.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. The problem I get is if I don't run, I get super bad shin splints.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. It's probably the way I'm running.
Yeah, it is.
Because I don't know what I'm doing, but I don't know. I need to like have someone watch me run. I need to have you watch me run and be like, what the
You're probably running on your toes.
Maybe. I don't know.
But
I don't know what I'm doing. But I got good shoes now, so
I can that'll definitely help.
Yeah, because my old shoes really sucked and they were all worn out and it hurt my feet. So we'll see.
Yeah. Let's see. What else? What else do I want to do? I don't know. Shoot
I want
and tag for once.
You want to shoot a tag?
Yeah, for once.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'm going to go there with my janky ass bow.
You probably need a different sight.
You'll be like, this is 100 yards. And I'll be like, okay, I'm just going to shoot this guy and hope it hits something.
Yeah. Yeah, you should probably get a different sight if you're going to do that. Or you can use, like, my hunting bow.
Yeah.
Like, my hunting bow would go out to 70, 80 yards, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And you could do that. Or you can just take the sight off.
Yeah.
My hunting bow and you run that for the summer.
But... yeah, I think that'd be cool. Like you said, hiking. My backpack's getting kind of worn out, though. So,
yeah, I have a bunch of new backpacking gear that I have had for a couple years. Still haven't used it. And it really bums me out, and I want to go. Kirk's going to Isle Royale this year.
Which kind of lucky.
I know. It kind of like lit the fire under me. I was like, I got to do that again.
I've never been.
It's... the coolest.
It's funny because a lot of people up at Tech are like, oh yeah, you gotta go to Isle Royale backpacking sometime. I never did go.
Yeah, it's definitely, I mean, it's the coolest thing that I've done as far as hiking backpacking wise. Like it's super cool. They got a bunch of new rules that kind of are weird for the wolves. Like you got to bring like bear boxes and like hang your shit in trees because they were having a bunch of like wolf people encounters with food. I don't know. They say a bunch. I don't know if it's actually a bunch, but they had enough to, you know, need to change something, I guess.
Yeah.
But so you got to carry like this weird, like big bear canister thing and like hang your shit in trees. And it seems
That kind of sucks.
Yeah. It seems like it's kind of a pain in the butt, but still, it's super cool. I want to do the North Trail. I can't remember what it's called. It's got some funny name. All the places up there have funny names that I can't pronounce. But it's like the harder trail on the island.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to do that, but like you got to be super in shape. Like it's a task.
I really want to do one of the. It's funny because I've been all over out west. And visited a ton of national parks out there, but I've never actually gone backcountry camping. I've done tons of hiking,
right.
But I've never done any camping in the park. I think I really want to, that'd be something really fun to do. I don't know if we could all plan like a Knox and Nature trip. Just go do like a national park, go camp out up in the mountains.
Right. That'd be super cool. That'd be super cool. Have to be towards the fall, probably.
Yeah. One of my buddies, he always wanted to try cowboy camping, which is where you basically just bring a blanket and like a fishing pole and a knife.
Oh.
And you just go out in the woods, kind of like Outdoor Boys, where you have like almost nothing.
Yeah.
You go out there and just make your own shelter, or you just sleep on the blanket if it's warm enough.
Yeah.
And then you got to like fish or hunt for your food.
I would probably be hungry or eating a lot of squirrels.
Yeah.
Cause that's, I mean, that's probably, I guess if it's,
I've eaten squirrels. They're not bad.
No, they're not bad at all. I mean, I don't necessarily like them, but
no, it's not going to be top pick, but if we're out in the woods, just like, oh yeah, it's getting close to dark. We should probably be less picky and just shoot the squirrels.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. I mean, any of that stuff's okay. You know, squirrel, rabbit. I had pheasant for the first time the other day. That was pretty good. And that was about it. Nick's been trying to talk me into winter camping, going out with our stuff and trying to camp like right now when it's 20 degrees out, a bunch of snow.
Yeah, my buddies have done that. It's not fun.
Yeah, it seems like it would be fun, like type 2 fun. It's kind of suck when you're doing it, but it seems like it'd be kind of cool.
It's cool to look back on. It is not cool in the moment. It's I don't know, kind of like when I went camping out ice fishing. Like we camped in a shanty, but it was not a permanent one. Like it was a portable shanty. Those things are, they keep you warm while you're out there during the day, but at night, and you know, we didn't want to leave a flame burner going all night. So we had a generator with an extension cord, you know, placed it a good ways away from the shanty, and then just had electric heaters in there.
Yeah.
And it was freaking cold.
Yeah. That's what I don't think I have the gear for it. I have most of it. And we talked about this on the last episode. Nick was talking about it, and I don't have the perfect, I think I could do it. It wouldn't be comfortable, but I think I could do it safely. And, I don't know. It'd be interesting. I don't know if we're going to do it or not.
I had a buddy who he would go out and camp up on Brockway Mountain in the winter, which I don't know if you're familiar with that up or in not. The Keweenaw, but it's like a really tall point that kind of overlooks the tip of the Keweenaw.
Oh,
interesting. And it's pretty windy up there too.
Mm-hmm.
And he went up there and I think he had a can of beans and like some sardines or something like that, and a tent and sleeping bag. And it was freaking hilarious because I think it was around like 1 a.m. He sent us a Snapchat, and it's just him all bundled up, and all you see is his face. He's got like icicles forming on his mustache, and he just looks freaking miserable. And I know he did that once by himself. And we're like, dude, you're dumb. You're asking to die.
Yeah, that's
scary. And then I think another time he did it with one of my buddies, but I can't imagine doing that type of winter camping. Like I'm more of a back again to Outdoor Boys, like a four-season tent with a titanium stove in it.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You get a hot tent. That would be fine.
Yeah. I really want to do that. I have a hot tent and stove like all picked out.
Yeah.
And it's just expensive. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stuff's super expensive. But it would be cool. I don't know. It's hard to justify that because, like, when, like, how much are you really going to use it? You're not going to go out every weekend and do that. Like, you might do it once or twice a year.
I could see, like, if you were gonna be doing it, like, at Mount Bohemia, people camp out in the parking lot in hot tents. Yeah.
Right.
Because there's no hotels up there. Like, I can see that. Or even
there's not
some
a place to stay up there? Like Mount Bohemia doesn't have a like
Mount resort? Bohemia has yurts and they've got hostel. I almost said brothel. they've got a hostel.
Are you planning a trip?
And I think they're actually expanding. They've got some little cabins that you can rent as well, but like that's all the Mount Bohemia housing or right. like vacation places to stay.
Yeah.
There's no hotels anywhere else, even remotely close.
Right. And that stuff probably fills up super fast.
Yeah. Like most people are going to either stay in Houghton or Hancock.
Mm-hmm.
If they're making a trip like that.
Yeah.
Cause I mean, even Calumet doesn't really have hotels. Like it's going to be that or Airbnbs, which there are a lot of Airbnbs up there.
But, yeah, I stayed in one. It was a little sketchy.
Yeah.
It was cheap. It's the cheapest one I could find. That was in.
Was that the one some little kid was like on a scooter?
Yeah.
At like 3 a.m. or something?
Yeah. We got up there super late, and my dad's like, "See, it's perfectly fine. There's a kid out on a scooter." I'm like, "Dad, that's not good. Like, the kid needs to be in bed." I don't remember what town if that was Hancock. I think it was. I don't remember for sure.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was like an old barber shop that someone converted. They basically just put a bed in there. It was kind of weird, but it was only $70 for the night. So can't complain. But yeah, that's kind of what we got going on next year or this year. Give me a lot of shooting bows, a lot of hunting once we get there, a lot of skiing in the next couple months. Hopefully we keep snow around and it's not just cold and dumb. Yeah, and hopefully some hiking and backpacking and fun stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll see. It's going to be a good year. We got a lot of stuff going on. Hopefully do some more YouTube and videos. Maybe get some Jared in some videos now. That'd be fun. It's, I don't know, it's interesting.
Yeah, I can try some little trick shot or something.
Yeah, Nick's just way better.
Blow an arrow.
Blow
an arrow into the weeds.
Yeah, right. Nick's way better at the video stuff than just being on camera than I am. I kind of look stupid. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's going to be me.
And then he's got to edit
out. I think my video idea is going to be shooting the arrow up in the air.
Yeah.
I've done that. So there's multiple ways we can do this because I saw a couple different videos on this. Right. There's the grown up style where y'all just stand there and like you do full draw, launch that sucker up in the air until you can't see it.
Yeah.
And then y'all stand there waiting for it to come back down. Or I saw where you basically just flick shot it up in the air and you have to try and catch the arrow.
Hmm.
So it's not going as high up in the air and not gaining as much speed.
Yeah.
You just put like a blunt field tip or something on it.
Right. One of those like little rubber caps.
Yeah. Or do like one of the, those interactive shoots where they've got the big round flat cap on the end.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Or, you know, if we want to make it fun, we could put broadheads on the end. Go out there and try and catch them.
I don't know. I might pass on that. Seems a little sketchy. I've done that with my friends.
Fun.
And it's very scary.
Yeah.
But when you're a teenager, it seems like a fun thing to do.
It's funny because my dad was telling me, he's like, don't ever shoot up in the air. We're like, did you ever do that? He's like, no. And then a couple years later, he's like, oh, yeah, there's holes in your dad and your grandpa's pole building in the roof of it from where we were launching arrows. And they came down and hit the metal roof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I used to try to do that on I had an old play fort from when I was a kid at my parents' house. And I used to try to stick arrows in the roof of it because it just was like plywood roof. And it's really hard to get it, you know, because I'd be standing way back or whatever and trying to match the arc. And like eventually I could do it, but it took a long time to figure that out. And the arrows go a really long ways if you don't. Like, you don't realize how far they go when you shoot them at a 45-degree angle.
Yeah.
In a presidential area. Like, it's not good.
You're an idiot.
Yeah, I know. It was, you know.
That's hilarious.
It was
in
fun,
a residential
though.
Area.
Yeah. I mean, my parents have a big backyard, but like.
Yeah.
It was fine. But it was like, oh, wow. Okay. I got to put more angle on that. But it was fun.
I think one of us needs to buy a boat this year.
A boat?
Yeah. Knocks in nature on the water.
We can do that. I can use my parents' boat pretty much whenever I want.
Yeah.
So not as cool as owning your own boat, but no one wants to own a boat, dude. Like, you don't want to be the guy that owns a boat.
Yeah.
You want to have all your friends have boats. Because boats are expensive.
You know what I was thinking about? Like, those aluminum boats that are fully welded.
Yeah.
Like, we could make one.
Oh, yeah. No, I watched a guy on YouTube make those, like, jet boats. And mm-hmm. they come in, like, this, like, little pre-cut kit. And then you just weld them together. But, like, I was looking, and so I started looking up those kits. It's like, we could make that, no problem.
Yeah.
You just have to have a boat shape, and then you just weld it up.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be super easy. And then you'd have to, you
then know, you just got to buy a motor.
Yeah. And like with the jet boats, they take like jet skis. You find like a wrecked jet ski and take mm-hmm. a whole drivetrain out of that. But like you could do it with a little, you know, 15 horse or 20 horse outboard.
Just build a little John boat.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be
pretty cool. It'd be a fun project. And, you know, probably for $500 in aluminum, you could have a sick ass boat.
Yeah. Let's make a Knox and Nature boat.
That'd be cool. We could wrap it.
That'd be freaking sweet.
Make a little platform so you can like fish off the front of it. Be super cool.
Well, now you're getting a little complicated there.
No. I don't know if you know this, Jared, but we're expert fabricators.
Mm-hmm.
Which just means we own welders.
Yeah.
So it'd be fine. Anywho, I think that's, I don't know, you got anything else to add? We're running almost 45 minutes.
I mean, for not having Nick to steer a conversation, I'd say we did pretty good.
It's not bad.
We'll see what...
You started off a little rocky. I didn't really know what I was doing. So apologies to any of the listeners if the beginning of the episode was terrible. It's my first day, so...
Yeah. Be sure to like and comment and let us know how we did without our ringleader.
Yeah, or send us a DM on Instagram saying we suck and don't ever do it without Nick again.
Yeah, or that.
So, you know, whatever you want to do. Anyways, happy 2026, and we'll catch you on the next one.